Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. My topic today is how to be an optimist and live 8 years longer. Before we jump into this, the usual disclaimers. Number one, I do not share any medical advice on this show. It is just general information. Listening to the show does not create a doctor-patient relationship, and do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this program. So let's jump in. How to be an optimist and live 8 years longer. As a cardiologist, I have treated thousands and thousands of patients with heart failure, heart attacks, and life-threatening arrhythmias. I am always amazed at how my most positive or optimistic patients somehow seem to get better, whereas those who are negative or pessimistic just don't seem to do as well. How can you adopt a more positive outlook to enjoy being healthier and to live longer? In this article, I'll share with you the important relationship between mindset and health and give you 6 steps on how to be an optimist. In general, I have always been a positive person. However, as one medical condition after the next cropped up around age 40, I started losing hope. I felt great despair at age 44, as I could no longer exercise due to chronic fatigue and severe joint, back, and neck pain. When I lost my ability to exercise, especially out in nature, and that's what I enjoy doing more than anything, a sense of gloom and doom settled in. In this mindset, things just seemed to be getting worse day by day. I had lost all hope and felt that my health would just continue to decline until I died. Fortunately, I was shown another possibility when I met the China Longevity Village centenarians. Every centenarian we interviewed told us that they were living the very best years of their lives. Those that were not yet 100 longed to live in such a way as to achieve this great milestone. Despite the health challenges that come with age, they were grateful, happy, and optimistic people. Inspired by these people, I returned home and began making changes. As I did so, I felt better, turning my despair about the years ahead of me into optimism. And now this optimism continues to fuel the pivotal lifestyle decisions I make every day. Recent studies, such as the Nunn study, shed light on the connection between mindset, health, and longevity. And Nunn, that's N-U-N, not N-O-N-E. But in this study, researchers evaluated the diaries of 180 Catholic nuns born before 1917. And so they wrote these at about age 22. At age 22, most of these nuns were likely in good health as they had their whole lives ahead of them. When researchers evaluated these diaries, they found that those who recorded positive or optimistic thoughts in their diaries lived 2.5 times longer than those who recorded negative or pessimistic thoughts. How we think, even at a very young age, can determine our health and longevity over the rest of our lives. Other benefits to optimists include protection from common illnesses, such as the cold. In a study from Carnegie Mellon University, researchers took 193 healthy volunteers and exposed them to 2 different viruses. After participants were exposed to these viruses, they were then quarantined and watched to see who would get sick. This definitely does not sound like the kind of study that I would have ever signed up for, but interestingly, those volunteers who did not feel good about themselves or their prospects were more than twice as likely to get sick when they were exposed to the common cold or flu virus. Not only were the positive people less likely to get sick, but they also had much less mucus production as well. And that's something I'm all for. Certainly when I have a cold, the last thing I want is more mucus production. In a study of 660 people, researchers from Yale and Miami University looked at how people viewed the aging process. Interestingly, those people who embraced the aging process and were confident that life would get better with time lived 8 years longer than those who were pessimistic about their future. Let me repeat that. The optimistic people lived 8 years longer than those who were pessimistic about their own future. Even though health challenges may arise in the future, it is possible, and I would argue even necessary, to embrace the aging process and find meaning in everything, including the challenges. I encourage my patients, telling them that I'm going to help to keep them alive to age 100. 9 times out of 10, though, they respond with something like, "I hope I die before I get to 100. They see increasingly poor health and disabilities in their future. They have more power than they realize to turn things around, both in mindset and in lifestyle. My goal is to teach my patients and others how to turn it around from growing old is no fun and the golden years aren't so golden to this is the best time of my life and it just keeps getting better. So, how can you experience the proven health and happiness benefits that come with optimism? Let me give you my 6 suggestions on how to be an optimist. Number 1, be grateful. Focus on what you have rather than on what you lack. If you can make it a habit to write down or say out loud what you are grateful for each day, it can completely change your perspective. For two years now, my wife Jane has kept a daily gratitude journal. She lists each member of her family and writes a specific reason that she is grateful for that person on that day. Number 2, minimize time with negative people. It has often been said that you are the product of the 5 people you spend the most time with. If you spend your time with negative, complaining people, guess what? You're going to become negative or pessimistic yourself. Find positive and uplifting people and spend more time with them. Seek out and collaborate with people who are striving to reach goals similar to your own. Number 3, spend at least 20 to 30 minutes outside each day. Feeling the sun and spending time outside or in nature changes our whole perspective on life. Spending time in nature increases your feel-good hormones, which, in turn, increases your positive outlook on life. For me, being outside daily is critical, not only for my physical health, but also for my mental well-being. Number 4, daily physical activity. As with spending time outside every day, daily physical activity also increases our feel-good hormones. Exercise also allows our bodies to feel better, and when we feel better, we tend to have a more positive outlook on life. I find some way to get physical activity daily. If my work schedule is loaded, I always find a way to do something, whether it's working at my treadmill desk, taking the stairs, walking between commitments, etc. Number 5, get at least 7 hours of blissful sleep. Have you ever noticed how bleak the world looks when you are sleep deprived? A good night of sleep lifts our spirits and makes the whole world look a lot brighter. Strive to get at least 7 hours of restorative sleep each night. My secret to improve sleep is to commit to an early and consistent bedtime. Number 6, meditate, pray, or do yoga daily. Daily meditation, prayer, or yoga brings about a mindfulness that quiets our fears and anxieties. When we can let go of our fears and anxieties, our sense of optimism increases. Stress and anxiety are often the enemies of optimism. My best stress relievers include physical activity and nature. So let me quickly review these 6 steps on how to become an optimist. Number 1, be grateful. Number 2, minimize your time with negative people. Number 3, spend at least 20 to 30 minutes outside each day. Number 4, daily physical activity. Number 5, get at least 7 hours of blissful sleep. Number 6, meditate, pray, or do yoga daily. So, what works for you, and how are you developing a more optimistic outlook on life? Please go onto my website at drjohnday.com and leave us a comment. This is something we can learn from each other on this, and At the same time, please go to iTunes, leave us a review, and share this podcast, share our newsletter with others as we try to get our word out. We can live a better life. The choice is really up to us. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.